The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told this parable to his disciples. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them. But the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom! Come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. We've heard the parable of the 10 virgins before, lots of times. In past years, I've explained some of the interesting history behind this, like what a Jewish wedding feast was like, and why there was a procession of oil and lamps in the first place, and what the lamps were like, and I've explained all that. Maybe I'll explain that next time it comes up. We're going to hear this reading at the end of next year on Sunday, and have a bit more time to explain, but just this morning, let's just focus on the point of the parable, okay? The point of the parable, namely, is that we have to persevere in God's service because it's not something you can make up for at the last second. Now remember, when Jesus tells a parable, he isn't just telling a story. It's not like a fable. It's not like a bedtime story. A parable is very strange because it makes a moral point by introducing something totally unexpected. There's a twist in every one of Jesus' parables, and he uses that twist to make his point. Well, there are two twists in the parable of the 10 virgins. The first is that the first 5 wouldn't share their oil, and the second is that the next 5 couldn't get back into the wedding feast. Okay, so there's these 5 virgins and they don't have any oil in their lamps because they were foolish, and they turn to the first 5 and they say, "Give us some of your oil," and they say, "No, we won't." And that doesn't make any sense because these processions just weren't that long. There's no reason why they couldn't have given them some of their oil. They wouldn't have run out. And so they say, "Yeah, go to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." Don't forget, it's the middle of the night. There's no merchants to go to. People aren't selling these things 24/7, you know, at the local Wawa, 7-Eleven. It doesn't work like that, okay? So it doesn't make any sense at all, and you get the impression that this is no ordinary wedding, this is no ordinary groom, and this story really isn't about lamps and oil. But nonetheless, they won't share. How unchristian of them, right? Not really. Not really. Matthew uses the image of oil to represent a relationship with Christ. And a deep relationship is not something you can just give away. Like you're handing off a bottle of oil or a bottle of water. It's like either you have it or you don't. That's the first twist. Here's the second. It's that these other 5, they're not welcome back into the wedding feast when they do arrive. Somehow, I don't know how, they managed to get some oil. And, you know, they missed the wedding procession and the whole reason in which they were carrying lamps in the first place. And they're there at the door of the reception at last. But, you know, better late than never, right? Not really. They knock on the door to try to get into the banquet, and the groom says, "I don't know who you are." Well, how is that possible? They were honored guests. It would be like, you know, you turning to half of the ladies in your bridal party and saying, "I don't know who you are. You can't come into the reception." It makes no sense whatsoever. Why does he say that? The answer is because they fell asleep when they were supposed to be awake. They didn't do what they were supposed to do when they were supposed to do it, and that really matters a lot. The relationship that they were supposed to have wasn't there when it was supposed to be there. And it just goes to remind us that relationships, once alive, can be broken, and it's especially true with the Lord. And that's why it's a tough message. You've got to persevere, because there's some things you won't be able to fake or fudge at the last minute. You can't learn to play a musical instrument at the last minute. You can't learn to speak a foreign language at the last minute. You can't train for a marathon and get in shape at the last minute. These things, like a relationship, are either there or they're not, and we have to persevere and work on them at all times. And you might think in your mind, what about a deathbed conversion? What about the guy who got hired at the 11th hour to work in the vineyard at the last minute? You know what's interesting about people like that? They've been searching for the Lord all their lives. Their hearts were always in the right place. And so because their hearts were in the right place, they're there at the last minute, but only because they were faithful all along. You might feel like quitting in many of your commitments in life. Just be careful. Don't do that with the Lord. Sometimes I think our relationship with the Lord is kind of like a pilot flying an airplane. It's great that he's faithful, but it's only good if he's faithful all the way to the landing, right? All the rest of it doesn't matter unless he actually makes it to the end. So just a kind of word to the wise here from our Lord this morning. His grace is a gift to us, but our response is still a virtue. Trust in him, and you'll never trust in vain. Amen.